Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for meditation this evening comes from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. Please be seated. At our midweek services this Advent, we've been asking this question: what child is this? Prophecy had long expected this child. It said that this child was coming, and you've just heard the testimony of Holy Scripture: what town he would be born in, the fact that he would be born of a virgin, and also the name by which he would be called. And tonight, our anticipation turns into joy. So we ask one more time, what child is this? The answer is put most eloquently by the angel, saying, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This child is no less than God in the flesh, coming into the earth himself. He's the one who spoke the entire world into existence. And now he's lying in a manger, coming back into that creation that he spoke into existence. The same Lord who spoke to Moses, telling him not to come too near because this was holy ground and God was holy. Well, now the same God invites shepherds to come up to the manger and look at the small child, snug, wrapped tightly in cloths in a feed trough. Well, Moses had hid his face from the Lord, but now the shepherds behold their Lord face to face, in the face of a baby. The invisible and threatening God of the Old Testament is now visible in the flesh, bringing peace to all with whom he is well pleased. You know, a child entering the world is always an exciting time. But this child is different. This child is God, while appearing in the flesh of a human in order to save you and me. The Lord of creation has entered his creation to recreate what mankind and you and I have broken. This immortal one was born at a specific time in history and in a specific city in geography. And he was born to unite himself with his mortal creatures that he created. But what if the Lord would have come back as the God of the Old Testament, pouring out his wrath in plagues and sending hell, fire, and brimstone whenever we sinned against him? What if he came to stare at us face to face, staring down our every sin, giving us that glare every time we suffer our envy, pride, and jealousy? Well, thanks be to God, he came as a child, bringing love, bringing peace. And you have God's promise that has been given to you by an angel messenger that certainly this is good news of great joy. Now, more often than not, childbirth is good news of great joy. We look forward to our child's further accomplishments, how quickly they grow. What are they going to do with their life? Will anyone remember them after they're gone? This child is different. We looked forward to the accomplishments that this child did in his life, but most especially his accomplishments in his death. death was never God's plan for anyone, except for this child. This child was born to die. It was God's plan even before the child was born. This child's birth is the beginning of God's work of salvation for every person in mankind, for you and for me. He comes bringing peace on earth, and that peace is only established in one place, hanging on a cross at Mount Calvary. You see, this child died because of you and me. The prophet Isaiah said, "To us a child is born." The angel to the shepherd said, "Unto you is born this day a Savior." Born unto you and me, whose worldly passions conceive and give birth to worldly thoughts and evil desires. Born unto us, whose sinful hearts give cruel and hurtful words, even to those who love us most. Born unto us, whose sinful natures drive us to live as if God doesn't even exist, as if God doesn't matter and we matter most. Born unto us, poor, miserable sinners, is this child born for you. This child began his earthly ministry proclaiming, "Repent and believe in the gospel." So tonight, repent and believe in the gospel of this child. Rejoice, or repent, and rejoice greatly for his holy birth, but also rejoice greatly for his holy death. Because at his birth, his cross, death, and burial are foreshadowed. What child is this? Well, this is the child who had a Mary beside him at his birth and multiple Marys watching at his death. This is a child who had a righteous Joseph with him at his birth and the righteous Joseph of Arimathea with him at his death. This is the same child who was wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger in his birth, and he was wrapped in swaddling death clothes at his death and laid in a tomb. The child whose birth was honored by kings bearing gifts of myrrh was honored in his death by women carrying balm, myrrh, to anoint his dead body in the tomb. This child, born fully man, fully a human body that would brutally suffer, die, and be buried, and on the third day, his real, fully human body would be raised from the dead. The first fruits of the resurrection of your body and mine and all believers. In this child, the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people. The prophet Isaiah said that all authority would be given to this child. It would be placed upon his shoulders, and he used that authority to free you from death and eternal damnation. So let's look at this child closely, lying in a manger, the resurrected Jesus, your Savior. He has the lips of a wonderful counselor, and he comforts your troubled conscience with his most wonderful counsel, saying, "Your sins are forgiven for my sake." He has the hands of a mighty God, but he set those hands, he allowed those hands to be nailed to a cross and extended his mercy to you through his Holy Supper. He has the arms of an everlasting God, but these arms would be spread out on the cross to draw yourself to him so that he may embrace you and welcome you home as prodigal sons and daughters. He has the royal head of the Prince of Peace, but his head was crowned with thorns in order that your head may be crowned in glory. This child came in the flesh and blood for your salvation, and tonight he extends that salvation to you in his gift to you in his holy body and blood. It is here on the altar. It's Christmas, and Jesus is giving you the best Christmas present ever, his body and blood. It's a gift that forgives you of your sins. It renews your desire for good works and fuels your love toward your neighbor. You see, this child did not come to be served, but to serve. He served you, and he bids you go forth and serve your brothers and sisters, not because it works toward your salvation, because of the love that you have that he has shown to you. It's a love like none other ever in the world or ever will be. Such a wondrous gift. So what child is this? Well, this is the Lord who saved you. So haste, haste, and bring him, Laud. Hail, hail, the Word made flesh. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Mary, born for you. A blessed Christmas to you all. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.